Hello and welcome to New Books in Religion. I'm your co-host, Hilary Kale. Since the collapse of the Berlin Wall, there has been a widespread affirmation of economic ideologies that conceive the market as an autonomous sphere of human practice. In the wake of the 2008 financial crisis, this idea has been countered by calls for reforms of financial markets and for the consideration of moral values in economic practice. The book we're discussing today, Religion and the Morality of the Market, intervenes in these debates by showing how neoliberal market practices engender new forms of religiosity and how religiosity shapes economic action. I'm pleased to welcome one of the volume's editors, Dharamir Rudnitsky, to NBIR. He is Associate Professor of Anthropology at the University of Victoria. Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for joining us. I really appreciate it. I'm looking forward to talking money.
You're welcome. I'm thrilled that you're interested in the book, and I'm really excited to be participating in the conversation.
I mean, this book is just so timely in a number of ways, and obviously we will talk about that over the course of our discussion. But I did want to pull back a little bit first and ask you how the idea of this book and the conference that preceded it came about.
That's a great question. To be honest, I actually wasn't too involved in the conference planning in the initial stages. I had known my co-editor, Filippo Osella, because he had expressed interest in my work going back quite a few years, almost a decade now. Some early work I did in Indonesia on what I call the spiritual economy, the emergence of a spiritual economy. Filippo was very interested in that project and in the work, and we connected, and he clued me into some of the things that he was working on in India and Sri Lanka. And we had a mutual interest in the articulation of religious transformations and economic change. And we kept in touch. And at some point,